This year, the financial lifeline for many families may well be seasonal jobs. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 11th day of September. Thanks for being with us. The New York Times and child care. It's a story. You pay taxes, right? Now the stock exchange is balking. You heard that right. Venezuela to pay contractors with scrap iron. Next week, a bunch of tech companies are moving forward with their IPOs. Who and what? Coming up. We've got the Wall Street Report and Martha Stewart and a little cannabis. Plus, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine with stuff to do in the Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, welcome to Friday, and thank you, Hunter Pease. My name's Michael Libby. I'm your host. And yeah, you can reach us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this week, at least here in Iowa, you can smell fall in the air. It's been cool and wet, like a 50-degree change in the temperature from just last week. Oh, and by the way, the NFL is playing again. So fall is in the air, right? And with fall comes seasonal jobs, and they very well may be the lifeline for so many families that need extra cash right now. But according to Money, getting a gig could be tough. Right now, today, there are 11 million fewer open jobs than there were before COVID-19. And there are still millions out of work. And to make matters worse, in July, there were 2.5 unemployed workers for every job opening in the United States. With so many people still scrambling to find employment, temporary openings at companies prepping to get slammed with holiday business provide some new opportunities. Michaels, an arts and crafts chain, said it will hire 16,000 seasonal positions across its U.S. and Canada stores, and UPS expects to hire over 100,000 seasonal employees. Amazon is hiring thousands of workers and will hold a hiring event next week, and JCPenney has started hosting hiring events in various locations. As with nearly every other job in the country right now, these seasonal positions are going to look a lot different this year. Companies are forced to have a plan in place, mandating masks, providing personal protective equipment, and hand sanitizer, reducing traffic, and all of that is going to impact day-to-day options. Working hours could also be adjusted to limit the amount of people working in the same place all at once. Now, with so many people unemployed, the rush to get a seasonal job will be great. One way to beat the rush is to do your homework on what you might like to do, and then apply early before too many people get into the system. Well, this is called putting your money where your mouth is. The New York Times has expanded their benefits to support employees who are parents. The benefits come in the form of $100 a week for the cost of in-person tutoring for dependents in elementary school, as well as increased access to an employer-sponsored child care provider. Times employees already had access to $500 a week for child care, which does remain in place. Now, this extra $600 comes as the school season opens, whether in person or remotely or a hybrid or both, and as many companies institute similar benefits to support the mental health and work-life balance of their employees. PricewaterhouseCoopers previously announced parental benefits similar to those at the Times by adding crisis child care reimbursement stipends to its benefits, in addition to adding flexibility for its standard protocol of taking time off. Now, if only the federal government could get its act together. So follow this story for a moment. The New York Stock Exchange said it will test its ability to operate outside of New Jersey as the state considers a tax on financial transactions. So what's all this about? Well, New Jersey governor said last month he's considering a 1/4-cent tax on electronic trades. Now, you might not know this, but New Jersey is the home of some massive data server farms that handle electronic stock trading. But rather than pay the tax, the exchange is going to test their ability to leave New Jersey and operate from its secondary area base in Chicago. That, my friends, is how the other half, or rather the top 5%, lives. You don't like it? Just move. Venezuela has some major problems. One is the wild inflation going on, and now the country says it will pay contractors in a region of the nation with scrap metal from older oil pipelines. Now, in Venezuela, there are two types of crude oil. There's a heavy tar-like oil and a lighter and more easily refined oil. The country wants to focus on the lighter variety, but because Venezuela has some major cash issues, the nation is going to cannibalize older pipelines and then pay contractors with scrap metal. You know, you just can't make this stuff up. Next week is going to be something to watch when it comes to technology companies and new IPOs. The biggest names poised to hit the market next week are cloud database vendor Snowflake and gaming technology company Unity Software. They'll be joined by several other enterprise software companies, as well as Amwell. That's a telehealth provider based in Boston. With the market bouncing back and tech stocks soaring in recent months, some of those companies started their prep work to shoot for the post-Labor Day window, which is often a busy period for IPOs as bankers and investors return from a summer vacation. However, and this is important, the tech-heavy NASDAQ has not been on a roll recently, and has actually, including today, been down more than up throughout the month of September. Speaking of stocks, it was a mixed bag today on Wall Street. Stocks closed up modestly, but Wall Street finished a volatile holiday-shortened week sharply lower. The NASDAQ Composite booked its sharpest weekly loss since March 20, during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 131 points today, or 0.5%, ending at 27,665, while the S&P 500 tacked on 1.7 points. We would say that was fractional, or 0.1%, to close at 3340. The NASDAQ Composite Index shed 66 points, or 0.6, finishing at 10,853. For the week, the Dow shed 1.7%, while the S&P 500 fell 2.5%, and the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, dropped 4.1%. Looking ahead, markets don't like uncertainty, but that is probably what's in store for the next couple of months, particularly if Wall Street jitters over technology-led gains tend to deepen. And finally, there is this. Martha Stewart has launched a line of hemp-derived cannabis-rich gummies, soft gels, and oil drops in partnership with Canadian cannabis company Canopy Growth. She joins a crowded market of around 3,000 brands, which Canopy CEO David Klein predicts will see $10 billion in annual sales by 2023. And it's all at a time when consumers are experiencing higher levels of stress due to the pandemic. Now, while the number of new CBD buyers has slumped in the past year, experts say that Stewart's household name could help attract female consumers in the 46 to 55 age range. So there is that to look forward to. Speaking of looking forward, click ahead for a short stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine.